the Year of the Club, recognizing the essential role that local amateur radio clubs play in building community, mentoring new operators, and delivering public service at the grassroots level. This nationwide focus celebrates clubs as engines of civic engagement and increases public awareness of the amateur radio service through local connections across the United States. Amateur radio clubs are the backbone of the hobby, said Ray Novak, N9JA, Senior Sales Manager at ICOM America. ICOM works closely with them to support education, growth, and engagement. Strong clubs create strong communities, and ICOM is proud to support them. ARRL has emphasized the broader impact of the initiative. The Year of the Club places a spotlight on the vibrant community of radio clubs, said ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA. By investing in clubs, ICOM and ARRL are reinforcing the local foundation of amateur radio. Where mentorship begins, technical skills are shared, and public service takes root, said Minster. There is more to read about this story, and you can do that at ARRL.org. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is looking for qualified applicants to serve as field agents in 7 Enforcement Bureau offices across the United States with a March 13th deadline for applications. Positions are available in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, New York City, and Portland, Oregon. Field agents will resolve radio frequency, RF interference, educate users, and enforce regulations. The GS levels for this position have been expanded to GS-7, opening the opportunity for new college graduates. 1 year of work experience is not required for this position, and the salary is $57,736 to $158,322 per year, depending on qualifications and experience. You can see the official complete announcement at ARRL.org. The 310K de-expedition team departed Cape Town, South Africa on February 21st aboard the Danish-registered vehicle Argus, beginning the 1,500 nautical mile journey to Bouvet Island. The group of 24 operators, which includes 22-year-old ARRL staffer Max Friedman, N4ML, which was expected to arrive on February 27th after slowing down due to bad weather, according to the expedition website. The Argus completed maintenance work prior to her arrival in Cape Town, ensuring full readiness for the voyage. Last week, the expedition helicopter was loaded, inspected, and secured on deck. Both the vessel and the aircraft have successfully passed all required inspections. We appreciate the strong commitment demonstrated by the pilots, mechanic, expedition guides, and vessel crew.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.